This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a $484 billion coronavirus relief bill on Thursday, funding small businesses and hospitals and pushing the total spending response to the outbreak to an unprecedented near $3 trillion. The measure passed the Democratic-led House by a vote of 388-5. House members were meeting for the first time in weeks because of the coronavirus pandemic. Lawmakers, many of them wearing masks, approved the bill during an extended period of voting intended to allow them to remain at a distance from one another in line with public health recommendations. The House action sent the latest of four relief bills to the White House, where Republican President Donald Trump has promised to sign it into law. Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month. Even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen, it's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's director for Europe on Wednesday urged countries to remain cautious as some lockdowns imposed to curb the spread of the coronavirus began to be lifted. Speaking at a news conference, Dr. Hans Kluge said that complacency could be the world's worst enemy at this time.
Almost 50% of the global burden of COVID-19 cases, over 1.2 million, are in the European region. Sadly, over 110,000 people have lost their lives.
Countries around the world are considering or taking steps to ease lockdowns after epidemics in areas such as Western Europe appeared to be stabilizing or declining. However, the WHO warned that this should be done slowly and only when there is capacity to isolate infection cases and to trace contacts. A German biotech company has been given the go-ahead to commence human trials on a potential coronavirus vaccine. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
BioNTech has assembled its teams in Germany as it races others in the US and China to develop an agent that will help stop the pandemic. The clinical trial is only the fourth worldwide of a vaccine targeting the virus. It will initially be conducted on 200 healthy people, with more subjects, including some at higher risk from the disease, to be included in a second stage. BioNTech and its big pharma partner Pfizer said it was developing four vaccine candidates under a program named BNT162. Tests of the vaccine were also planned in the United States once regulatory approval for testing on humans had been secured there. The hope for these vaccines is to make molecules to act as recipes that instruct the human immune system to develop a resistance against future coronavirus infections.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The nation's highest court has ruled with environmental groups in a case involving the Clean Water Act. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Supreme Court ruled by a 6-3 vote that the discharge of polluted water into the ground rather than directly into nearby waterways does not relieve sewage plants and other industries from environmental requirements under the Clean Water Act. The decision came in a case from Hawaii about whether a sewage treatment plant needs a federal permit to send wastewater deep underground instead of discharging it directly into the Pacific Ocean. Studies found the wastewater reaches the ocean anyway and damaged a coral reef near Maui Beach. David Henkin, a lawyer for Earth Justice, who argued the case in the High Court, said this is unquestionably a win for people who are concerned about protecting clean water in the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.